Welcome to Twist for the week of May 6th. This is Sarah McGann from KPMG's Washington National Tax State and Local Tax Practice. Today, we're covering sales and use tax law changes in Kansas and corporate income tax legislation from Nebraska. We're also discussing a proposed federal bill that would amend Public Law 86-272. House Bill 2098, which was recently enacted over Governor Laura Kelly's veto, makes a number of changes to Kansas's sales and use tax laws. The bill revises the treatment of manufacturers' coupons so that they are treated the same as any retailer's coupons. As such, the amount of any coupon issued by a manufacturer, supplier, or distributor, the amount of which is reimbursed by the manufacturer, supplier, or distributor, reduces the sales price upon which tax will be computed. House Bill 2098 also creates a broad new sales tax exemption for the purchase of equipment, machinery, software, ancillary components, or other infrastructure purchased for the use in the provision of communication services. Communication service means internet access service, telecommunication service, video service, or any combination thereof. Finally, House Bill 2098 creates a new sales tax exemption for purchases by disabled veterans that retailers will need to be aware of. For tax years beginning on or after January 1, 2025, Nebraska Legislative Bill 1023, which has been enacted, allows businesses to deduct research or experimental expenditures rather than amortizing the expenses over a 5 or 15-year period. Nebraska Legislative Bill 1023 also allows full expensing for qualified property and qualified improvement property. Full expensing means a method for taxpayers to recover their costs for investing in depreciable business assets by immediately deducting 60% of the full cost of such expenditures in the tax year in which the property is placed in service. Finally, the Interstate Commerce Simplification Act of 2024 has been introduced in Congress. If enacted, the act would amend Public Law 86-272 to add a definition of the term solicitation of orders. Noticeably, solicitation of orders would mean any business activity that facilitates the solicitation of orders, even if that activity may also serve some independently valuable business function apart from solicitation. As such, this would broaden the scope of activities that are permissible under Public Law 86-272 to include activities that have some independent business function. Thank you for listening to Twist This Week, and stay well.